are joined here in the media center with the top field provisional number one qualifier, Doug Coletta. He set the track elapsed time record of 3.709 at 327.43. Doug, talk about what it means to be at your home track and setting records tonight and being in the lead.
Just sitting back there in the staging lanes, obviously everybody was running good. My record was taking a beating, so I was just real hopeful that we could go up there and run good. And Jim and the guys, they had a good tune up for the track tonight. The thing, it got to about half track, it was really pulling, the front end's kind of dancing, so I kind of knew that the thing was on a good run. And a great night, obviously, with the fireworks and all the fun that's the activities that are going on here tonight. It's great to be able to keep our record and go into tomorrow and see if we can hold on to it.
I'm going to let Dragster go first.
You guys have been running real consistently really all year. It just seems like you haven't really had the luck that you guys have needed on Sunday. I mean, does it feel that way from your guys' end that you guys have just not really had that on Sundays?
It's definitely the way we've feeling, and feeling good about coming in here. This place is our home track, home fans. We're hoping to turn things around this weekend. Great start so far. And obviously with Mac Tools, with Brett Shaw here, he's president of Mac Tools, and he'll be out here all weekend with us. And he's great to have around and very encouraging. So, we got a good opportunity, I think, this weekend. The Baiters do a great job. It's got the family feel. That's kind of the way, just the atmosphere around here seems. But whatever it is, Connie obviously, he's given us all the tools we need. Everybody's working hard to do their thing. And, we're just hopefully, start our charge here, starting here in Norwalk. Yeah, it's, we try everywhere we go, obviously, as hard as we can. And it's very cool to be this close to a lot of our primary sponsors, including Mac Tools. And, we're planning on putting on a good show. We'll see what we'll see how tomorrow goes. And after today was a great start.
Did you all make any significant changes between the round one effort and the round two effort?
Yeah, I can tell you, the last guy's job that I would want is Jim, and what he comes up with, to come up with a tune-up like that. So, he went up there loaded for bear. Obviously everybody's running these big numbers in front of us, so, he knows what to do with that thing, and, and I'm just real proud of him. Did a good job tonight.
Did the track feel better for you in the second?
It was definitely plenty of grip. I mean, with the track temperature that was out there, I mean, the conditions were incredible. The track prep that's gone on here all weekend, they're doing a great job. So it's, we'll see what tomorrow brings. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be a little warmer, but I think still in the 70s, so it'll be should be good conditions. So my 70 is not safe as far as I'm concerned.
When you're in the last, making the last run in these great conditions, and you've, like you said, you've seen good numbers go before you, is it kind of like in your mind, this is the chance, I've got to put everything I've got into it, and just hold nothing back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what Jim's mentality is when he's, trying to tweak this thing just before we start it. But Friday night sessions, you know how it goes. It's usually the best opportunity of the weekend if you're going to run good, so. It's great when it comes together. how you guys know all about drag racing, so it's great when it happens.
Just a little clarification because the question he asked. You give
I do. Yeah.
You know, you
try to keep that thing in the middle of the lane and cut a good light. And you're obviously working on everything's all about Sunday, so you don't get too many opportunities to get it right for Sunday. So when we got a great team effort going on with all of our teams, everybody's very competitive out here. So it's all about bragging rights at the end of the day, and that's what we're trying to do well for our sponsors and have some fun